And we're back. So, are we going? We're going. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mindcastle podcast, to the place where we are trying to continually learn and condense the things that we've learned and share them with you guys so that hopefully you guys can learn as well. So, today we are going to first talk a little bit about where we've been, maybe possibly, because it's been a full 6 months, I think, give or take, since we have posted an episode, which is a really long time. So we're just going to give you like a really brief update kind of our lives and what's been happening. And then we will launch into some future episodes that are going to be really interesting. We've got some really fun stuff to cover today. So anywho, yeah, I think our last episode was in December. And I went to Bible school, SMBI, Sharon Mennonite Bible Institute, in January, and got back end of April. It was a really good time. Actually went out of country on a choir tour, went to the Dominican Republic, which was really, really awesome. Lots of great lessons and great memories from that. And then got back and quit my shed hauling job and went full time into YouTube. So I've been trying to build out my YouTube channel a lot more, and it's been keeping me really busy, almost too busy actually. So I'm actually taking this week off, doing a little bit more logistical stuff, a little more big picture, which is a lot of fun. And also learning Spanish at this point. I took Spanish classes at SMBI, which has been really, really fun. And then spent 2 weeks down in the Dominican Republic. And now that I'm home, I think language learning is one of the things that is one of the best testers of how good you are at learning. I was like, okay, I want to see if I can actually do this. So I'm currently meeting with two teachers a week. One is based in Colombia, and she does not speak English. So entire hour-long conversation in Spanish. And the other one is half and half, probably Spanish, half English or so. Continuing to learn there and spending at least 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day studying, memorizing, learning new things with that. So it's a lot of fun. And I'm actually going to start teaching my cousin and one of my brothers. So that should be fun, teaching them Spanish. So yeah, that's kind of what's been going on in my life. Not a whole lot else. There's some really exciting things coming up that we're going to wait and tell you about next episode. But Regan, it's been a minute. What's going on?
Yeah, it has. It's been quite a while. Yeah, a lot of just normal stuff. You know, had a few trips, continuing to work quite a bit with both organizations that I serve in leadership with, nonprofit stuff. So that's been, you know, just good. Just chipping away. Been on a bit of a sabbatical at the moment, though, stepping back from some things and looking at bigger picture life, including things like trying to get this house finished. It's still not done. We built a house and it's not finished. So got things like that. But I think a big one, and maybe this will turn into a whole episode, is really diving into what are the core things that I'm doing with my life. And a key one there actually is this concept of curiosity. So I don't know if we want to, that would be a fun one to do an episode on at some point, but just trying new things and finding the joy in the little things and learning how to learn well and pursue the meaningful life, not just the life full of busyness and schedules and working all the time or whatever it might be, but actually doing meaningful things, not selfishly just doing stuff for the fun of it, but actually trying to find what are the deeper, I don't know. I've been reading a lot of philosophy lately, I suppose. So that's kind of where we're at there, which, hey, that's another episode too. We should do one on like Socrates and
philosophy.
Yeah. Philosophy and Descartes and a bunch of those guys have been
digging. I've been studying Stoicism. Hegel. So,
oh yeah. Stoicism.
Go along with that.
Oh boy. Yeah. Stoicism. That's some whacked out stuff right there. Marcus Aurelius, et cetera.
Dude, yeah.
So not anything too wild or ambitious to update on, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I built a polar plunge. So yeah, that's fun. We're probably going to talk about that next episode, which is going to be fun. That was one of the main things that I wanted to do coming back. Actually, there was some changes I made coming back from SMBI. So when I left, I basically was kind of a hermit. So I would like live in my basement, my parents' basement, actually, and make videos. And it was just a lot of like online interaction and very few like person-to-person interaction. And so I was like, when I got back from SMBI, I was like, all right, I need to set up a way to like interact with people face-to-face for at least 3 times a week. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get a gym membership. Started working out with my friend Jamin. It's been a good time. And playing racquetball, stuff like that. And I'm also playing volleyball at least once a week. And then I usually try to go and like work at a coffee shop for a little bit. And that's been really good.
Wait, are you working in this coffee shop as in like serving drinks?
No.
Oh, pulling espressos and oh man, no,
more
that
just like
been
sitting
cooler.
There working on YouTube stuff, which is great because then I can write off my mileage and write off my coffee and all that stuff. So it's pretty great.
Well, I was going to say if you could speak into it.
I'm practically earning money by being there.
but I was going to say that this is a bit of a shift from, I believe one of the last episodes we released was shortly after you had your video go viral.
It
had peaked at over 1 million views at that point. I think now we're at like 2 million or something crazy. It's way up there.
It's over 2 million.
So Austin's practically a super famous person.
Yep.
But
not quite.
You were right on that cusp of transitioning into full-time content creator, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of an amalgamation of things. And I was kind of curious what that looks like, which you were just outlining some of that there. But I don't really know anybody else personally that's a full-time YouTuber.
Yeah, I actually don't either.
Really? Okay. So yeah. I don't even know, like, for the audience, this may be kind of irrelevant, but I find it kind of a curious thing because we have this new economy, essentially, the creator economy. Mm-hmm. And there's some fascinating stuff on the internet analyzing all of this. Of course, you got Colin and Samir and some of those guys that have built entire careers around analyzing this thing called the creator economy, where you have people making stuff for the internet, putting it on the internet for free, and they're making insane money at it.
Right.
How does that even work from an economic standpoint, from a creative standpoint, from just, there's so many angles to that. Anyways, so I'm not sure how relevant all of that is to this podcast, but at the same time,
it's super relevant.
Do you find it really interesting? Like, cause I don't know, our audience will be like, hey, I'm not a full-time YouTuber, so this is
it's really interesting,
to me. But it kind of does.
Yeah, it does, because it's like, if, so fun fact, basically nothing on the internet is free ever. You are always paying something for it. And so you as a consumer, even though you may not have a YouTube channel, you may not be like, I'm going to be a famous YouTuber someday, woohoo, and make money. You are watching YouTube most likely. And whether you realize it or not, you are paying for that. And so, yeah, breaking this down is actually really good because it helps people understand what's actually happening.
But it sure seems free to me. I go on YouTube.com. I'm being facetious. Go on YouTube.com and I just watch a video. Bingo. But no, but see, this is we have a mutual friend that works in tech. And he said, if you're not paying for the service, then you are the product.
Yeah.
Like you as a consumer are the product. So basically, they actually want you there for free so they can sell ads and manipulate the system to make more money off of your attention. It's that economy of attention, which is interesting because, you know, 50 years ago, you know, our parents' generation or before that, the economy was based on production, like physical goods. And that's still very true. But you also have this new element where so much of it is built around attention now.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I forget some, the numbers on this, but bazillions of dollars. I don't know exactly many, but many, many billions of dollars a year in this whole economy that is attention. It's nothing physical. It's all about online stuff. And we're not even including things like crypto and online banking and all of that. Right. It's a whole nother thing. Just straight attention, podcasts, YouTube, whatever. It kind of messes with my head a little bit because it's like, how is this not a bubble? But it isn't a bubble because it does bring real tangible value to advertisers and big companies. But it does bother me a little. I don't know. I'm trying to analyze how it all.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of an ethical aspect of it too. Like for me, like, I just got a comment on one of my videos where I did a brand sponsorship and, the brand was about like the script that they sent me was along the lines of like, we live in a society where our attention is being grabbed from us and we need to fight back. And so our product is like going to help you do that. Okay. Awesome. My video was about somewhat about that. It was kind of a follow-up video talking about like notebooks and like, what's the actual user process? Like what do you write in it? Like all that stuff. And a person commented on my video and they're like, man, it's kind of ironic that you're talking about this And then you have a brand integration in the middle of your video. I was like, huh, you know, you got a point.
That
like,
is interesting.
I mean, it's and not to mention that the brand that was trying to sell money that out that was relying on people's attention was saying, you need to get your attention back. You need to fight back against and losing your attention. By the way, we're stealing your attention by selling you this ad. It's like,
wow,
interesting.
That's super
like,
meta.
It's
super meta.
It's counterintuitive for them because essentially they're working themselves out of a, it could result in them working themselves out of a brand. But I don't know. To me, that doesn't feel unethical, but it does create a bit of a mind pretzel that I want to think about very carefully. But anyway, way back to your original question, like what does that look like? It's a fine balance between the nitty gritty and the big picture. So like right now I'm doing like week on, week off type of thing and spending a week making videos, working with brands and trying to produce the best content that I can, doing a very journalistic approach of like, what is this thing? Let's break it down. Let's look at the resources, everything. And that way you are learning a lot. And then talk about how it can improve us, our lives, and the things we're doing. And so like, yeah, 1 week is just like grind out a video, which is like 40, 45 hours, probably somewhere in that range. And then the other aspect of it, that's like the nitty gritty. That's like the hard work because it's like, I have to be brainstormer, writer, editor, creator, sound engineer, animator, producer, and like advertiser all in one big fell swoop. So it's a lot of hats. But then the other aspect of it is like, what does this look like big picture? Because you're not going to make a living on YouTube just by making videos. Like that's just like a little aspect of it. But what makes you successful is your ability to brand, your ability to market, and all these other things. So now I'm taking a step back and I'm like, okay, how can I create a little empire here that people want to be a part of that can benefit them and benefit me? So a part of that is like digital products, for example. So that's one of the main things I'm working on right now is like creating Notion templates for people, offering them for free. And I'm also creating some that are really, really extensive that are going to have a lot of data in them. Like I'm talking like you could open this one template I'm building. When I'm done with it, you'll be able to open it and you'll be able to learn every single thing about Spanish that you will ever need to know that language in one physical or in one digital space. Does not exist anywhere else on the internet. And so like once that's out, it's like, yeah, it only took me like 500 hours to build this. No, I'm not going to give it to you for free. You think I'm crazy? Mm-hmm. But to a specific group of people, it's worth a lot of money. And so like a part of that is creating products that, yes, genuinely do benefit them, but that also benefit me. And so that's what the process looks like now is like, what does that look like? How do I do that? Is there a way I can hire someone that can do some of the nitty gritty for me so I can continue to do big picture? But that's kind of what the process looks like now. How do you create value for people?
And learn something new.
And learn something
like,
new.
Or like teach something interesting. I'm sensing some Johnny Harris vibes.
Oh, absolutely.
Some Johnny Harris vibes. So I'll take full credit for getting Austin in on Johnny Harris. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what's funny?
Is that true actually?
Yeah, definitely. You know what's funny though? Okay. Like I just watched a video about my cold showers and I downloaded one of his videos and put a piece of it in my video as like reference of when he was in Iceland.
I remember seeing
and it. And I never, I had no idea who he was even at that point.
No kidding. You watched it?
You'd no, I didn't.
It, right? Really?
Well, so, I watched some. Oh yeah. You sent it to me and I watched some of it.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. So we need a little context. So Johnny Harris is a journalist living in Washington, D.C. Worked for Vox Media for a while, and then Vox started going a little kind of wonky the last 4 years, and he left and is now an independent journalist doing his own thing. Not a Christian, so like there's some of the videos have language and stuff in them, so you know, be advised, but makes these very high quality explainer, basically documentaries, like very highly produced. You think you're watching something from a major studio or something, you know, it is really amazing what one man has done. And it comes back to this a bit of a thread coming through this episode of just following those curious things and always wanting to learn something new and engage with the world and so forth. So anyways, I have found his work to be just fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting and slightly entertaining. So I sent some to you, and yep. you really liked it. And I noticed a shift on your YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
And I love it. Like yeah. the channel is, it's still entertaining. It's still fun to watch, but I come away feeling like I learned a lot more than I used to. With
exactly.
I'm not sure if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it does.
That was a very conscious choice that I had.
Yeah. And it's this trend on YouTube that I am loving to see, where it's shifting from being an entertainment platform. It's still that, obviously, but think about YouTube 2018.
Oh man.
Vlogs, you know, woo-hoo. Day in the life, like what's, you know, Logan Paul doing today? That's stupid. You know, yep. like it was that style. And now it's shifting a lot more. You still have that, but a lot more to professional mm-hmm. creators that are doing this as a career because they want to share something interesting with the world. That's actually mm-hmm. very highly produced and actually worth your time. Like, yeah. okay. Like Johnny Harris had a breakdown on the UFO thing. And why is the US government investigating UFOs? I always thought it was a bunch of hocus pocus and some big conspiracy. Actually, no, like there's something to this and it's utterly fascinating and it's not weird and about aliens. It's way more boring than that, but it's way more interesting. Like, you know, and I was like, okay, I came away from that feeling like I have been educated about something that, you know, maybe won't directly affect my day-to-day life, but I think that is something
worth
knowing.
But it makes your day better.
Yeah, it does. Like, yeah.
You're more excited after you watch it.
Oh, because that, oh man, that video just
so fascinating.
Blew my mind because I'm huge into aviation. And well,
Johnny's big thing yeah. is like learning should be fun.
Yeah.
And he makes it fun. He makes it really, really fun. And so
you're seeing this shift now yeah. on YouTube where it's suddenly not just entertainment. It's like, you're going to learn something worthwhile.
Yeah.
And that, I think, gets me a little more excited going back to the conversation on, you know, the ethics of the attention economy.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with that one a lot, but over the years, I have seen how digital media like this can actually be very educational and very helpful oh, yeah. to someone if done right. Obviously, you can go down the other street and just watch stupid stuff on YouTube for no reason or whatever it might be, podcasts that are right. just entertainment. Anyways, this is maybe down a side street that we shouldn't be going down, but I think it is worth knowing and worth thinking about, like, what are you putting into your brain? And that's yeah, something exactly. that's the theme of this podcast, like how it's a mind castle, like take care of the castle, you know, exactly. don't let the dragons in. Keep awareness of the influences you have and what are the things you're learning? Are they stupid and you'll forget them 5 minutes from now? Like that mm-hmm. TikTok you watch. That's why I really do not like TikTok. And there's a lot of science coming out on this, how TikTok mm-hmm. is doing things to the chemistry of people's brains mm-hmm. that isn't great because it's cotton candy for your brain.
Right.
Whereas maybe your brain needs a steak, you know, right now. Like, you know what I mean? And anyways, that's a whole nother conversation. Don't get yeah. me started on TikTok. I deleted it a long time ago. But
well, this whole conversation like sort of stemmed out of like what that day-to-day looks like. And that's a huge part of it, right? Is like, I would rather take 2 weeks to make a video and like learn the thing. Like I just did one on visualization, like a really deep dive for my channel on what that actually is and what does that actually look like. Not the weirdo, like hocus pocus stuff, but
like
the real
secret.
yeah.
Have you read that?
Yes.
the manifestation or what's yeah. it called? A law of attraction.
Law
Visualize
of attraction.
It and it'll come to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Energy of the universe.
Yeah. It's
vibrational
like,
alignment.
Just to be clear, all listeners, please don't. I mean, you can read it if you want, but it's such a waste of time.
It's not really going to benefit your life.
It's a like
lot.
A huge thing. Visualization oh, yeah. in that way, the law huge. Of attraction, you know?
I actually saw there's another guy that does videos kind of like Johnny Harris where he debunks things like that. And he
What's
did
his
one.
Name?
I'm not
James
sure.
James Janney?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because he did one on it, and it's like scathing. I mean, it's like this
unbelievably
is
unbelievably good.
Yeah, like this is wrong.
He did
this
one on
evil,
on like toxic productivity. He did one on the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel.
Dude, yeah, it's got to be James. James Janney. He's a dude in
unbelievably good.
He does long so form. Good. He's like 40-minute like explainers on YouTube. And so again, I hesitate to be like, go watch all this stuff. But his one on the health and wealth gospel.
Oh my,
was. Very scathing. I mean, it was just here is the evidence. This is a scam.
Yeah.
This is evil because it's manipulating people in these ways.
Yeah.
And we're saying like the extreme forms of the health and wealth gospel, just to be clear. But yeah, that was very eye opening.
Really,
wow.
I didn't enjoy watching it, but yet I loved every minute of it.
I was like, oh no, man, this isn't Christianity. This isn't the real thing. Please don't put the rest of us in this box, you know? And he didn't, to be fair. He was very fair, I thought. But anyways, we're getting off
track a little bit. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of what my what it looks like anymore to like make a YouTube video and like to do this brand, and this is kind of what I'm trying to figure out now. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this podcast is, right? It's like taking things that we're curious about, that we're learning, and sharing it with you guys and making sure that it's worth your time. Because if we're going to sit here and talk about it, it's going to be worth our time. So hopefully. It's worth your time. But anyway, we've got some exciting stuff to get into in the next episode, which will probably be coming out in a week or two for you guys. Do we have like a teaser, like what we're going to talk about?
I don't know. What are we going to talk about? So I have a nice short list of, you know, rocket planes, the end of the world, human innovation, the threat of curiosity, ice baths, and
falling out of airplanes.
And the man who saved the world.
Yeah. I mean,
have I told you the story of the man who saved the world? It's a cool story. We're going to tell that story. Okay. Well, that's coming up.
So lots of good stuff coming up. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and be sure to check the show notes for some of the videos we referenced today, and you can watch some of those if you would like. And again, use discretion. We find these videos interesting, but they may not be for everyone. Keep that in mind. anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
But you didn't say follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.